Okay, we're going to continue with our press conferences today. We now welcome the world-renowned United States Air Force Thunderbirds. They're going to do a group picture around the Harley Gerald Perpetual Trophy. Mike, you want to? I'm going to do a picture first before going into Q&A. This is the 10th year that the United States Air Force Thunderbirds have performed the flyover. Six F-16 Fighting Falcons that will fly over to Speedway at the end of the national anthem, which will be performed by the 82nd Airborne Chorus.
Good, thank you. Make sure to turn on your mics when you make sure to turn them on. Yep, there's a switch right there.
Is this thing on now?
To introduce the team, I'll turn it over to Lieutenant Colonel John Caldwell, or Boss. Boss, it's all yours.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for letting us be here today. This has become a staple of our schedule. As mentioned, this is the 10th year that we've been to Daytona. For me, this is particularly a special event because I'm a local yokel. I'm from Orlando, so this is really close to home. So it's good to be back in Florida where it's 80 degrees already instead of snowing where we were at in Las Vegas. So what I would like to do is I'll introduce myself, and we'll kind of talk about each one, and we'll go down the line here, and each of us will talk about our experience with Daytona and just what it means to be here to do this flyover for this crowd and this event. So my name, again, is Lieutenant Colonel John Caldwell. I'm the commander and leader of United States Air Force Demonstration Squadron, Aerial Demonstration Squadron, the Thunderbirds. My position is to lead the six-ship demo and then also the commander of the squadron, so responsible for 130 personnel back at Nellis Air Force Base with over 28 AFSCs represented, and that's duty titles, different types of jobs in the Air Force to execute our mission. We execute about 42 locations a year, over 60 to 70 air shows each year, so we're a pretty busy squadron. We operate essentially a det back at Nellis, and then we have a team that travels with us on the road. This is my first time being at Daytona 500, and I have to admit that this is an incredible experience. The fan base is amazing, very warm and receptive. We just got finished doing the Super Bowl, which was it was a very fun, entertaining venue for our guys, very challenging flyover, but this has been exceptionally special for us just because of the interactions we've had with the crowd and the folks that we've got to meet and interact with has been great. In terms of doing the flyover for Daytona 500, it is a huge honor and privilege, again, to have a partnership with NASCAR and Daytona 500 and to do the flyover for the folks here. I think it is the highlight of our one of the highlights of our season because we have such a strong relationship with the people here, so we're really looking forward to it. It's an honor and privilege, and we're very humbled to be here today.
Morning, I'm Major Will Grafe, Thunderbird 2, left-wing pilot. I'm actually from Florida as well. I got a lot of family down in Melbourne, so not too far from here. So it's always nice to come back to Florida and, like Boss said, enjoy this nice winter Florida weather. I don't mind missing the summers here, that's for sure. Boss covered a lot of it, but we really enjoy coming out to Daytona. This is my second year on the team, so second time being out in Daytona 500, and this place has the best fan base I think I've ever seen. So just the support, not only from the fans, but all the staff that work here as well, is just really, it was really nice and really comforting for us, especially to start the season off with all that support to give us the boost to get through the rest of the show season and kick it off. So really happy to be here and looking forward to the flyover today for sure.
Good morning. My name's Captain Michael Brewer. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. I currently fly on the right wing of the Diamond Formation there. This is actually, so this is my first year on the team. It's also my first flyover for Daytona. I've done two prior flyovers in the F-15 at the Coca-Cola 600. So I've been a part of some NASCAR races in the last couple years. The fan base is absolutely amazing. Coming back to the track afterwards and meeting with everybody is absolutely amazing experience. Knowing that when you're flying over the crowd and you see everybody up on their feet and everybody's cheering and everybody's getting ready for the start your engines com, it's a great experience, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Hi, I'm Major Whit Collins. I'm Thunderbird number 4, the slot pilot. It's really fun to fly in the slot because I'm the only other person in the formation who gets to look forward. So everyone else is looking sideways at the boss. There's a lot of trust involved in that. Like I said, it's my 3rd year, so 3 out of the 9 years we've done this flyover, I've been a part of it. So pretty lucky to be here. And like I said, I've done it twice before. I've never actually seen the track while flying over. So I'm looking forward today of looking out the front of the airplane and actually seeing the track. What makes this special for me is, like they said, the support team here at Daytona. So everyone from Chip Wild, the president of the Daytona, down to all the volunteers and the committee members, seeing all the familiar faces and all the support and seeing everyone again, it's really great. And, you know, Daytona is a great American race, and what better way to start it off than the premier America's Jet team flying over the national anthem in red, white, and blue jet. So it's a great experience. The fans love it. We love doing it, and it's a great relationship, and we're glad to be here.
Yeah, hi, I'm Major Matt Kimmel. I'm Thunderbird 5. Last year I was here as Thunderbird number 6. I'm the lead solo for the team. I'm excited to be back here to some of you guys. I see some of your faces, recognize you from last year. You remember last year our number 4 pilot. This is one of the events that we had together. So we had 2 events with Cajun, who passed away shortly after on 4 April. So to share this experience, one with you guys again, and to kind of bring back those memories, brings it back, makes it especially real for us. So thanks for being a part of that with us. And we're happy to be here and doing this again. It's going to be awesome.
Hi, I'm Captain Michelle Kern. I'm from Medford, Wisconsin. I'm Thunderbird 6, so I'm the posing solo. Next year, I'll move to the number 5 spot. So first year on the team, this is only my 2nd event. Similar to number 3, we did the Super Bowl, and then we come here. And honestly, anyone on the team that you talk to from previous years, this is the event they say you want to go to. And it's like coming home. I walked in the gate, and I had like 6 different people hug me that I've never met before. And they acted like they knew me, so I just went with it. But apparently, they see us every year, and they're super excited about it, and they can't wait for us to come back. So it's really just a great fan base, and I'm super excited to be here.
Excellent. It's great to have you all here. We've got wireless mics for some couple quick questions. We'll start off with Greg, and then we'll go over to Lewis. Greg?
Hey, guys. Greg Engel, Auto Week. And formerly Air Force Water Survival, so hopefully you know you remember your checklist. I say that every year, sorry. Thank you for bringing up, you know, we want to remember Cajun. He was an awesome guy, and we know it's a dangerous business, and we appreciate the fact that you guys are and gals are doing this for, you know, not only for us, for the country, and demonstrating. But my question to all of you, because I know you don't have any egos, if we were to take you out of these jets and put you in equally prepared race cars, who would win and why?
I think I would win because my job on the Thunderbird is to draft behind the boss about 18 inches. So I'm the only one on the team who's equipped to draft that close without hitting him. So I think I would win.
I don't know. I think I have an advantage. I'm older. I got some dirty tricks I could play on these guys. So more experienced and wise. I don't play fair.
I'd have to say that I would actually probably lose because I always look right. And since all the turns are left turns, that might be difficult for me. Yeah,
that's probably where I have the advantage because I can see everybody who's going to try to pass me on the inside and cut them off.
Yeah, I go the fastest in the show at 0.94 Mach, almost break speed is found, and almost get grounded almost every time I fly. So I'd like to think that I would win.
I would win because I turn left all day. Every time I roll, it's to the left. Every time I flip turn out of a maneuver, it's to the left. Professional left turner.
Oh, well, glad we got that cleared up. Lewis?
Over here. Yeah. Lewis Frank of Reuters. For Boss, because you're the boss, F-16 was introduced in the mid-70s. How much longer will you be flying it, or is it a military secret?
I think the future of the F-16 is pretty secure. Now, you have to realize that what we produced back in the 70s is a very distant relative of what we're flying today. The basic airframe itself is a fantastic airframe in terms of the airfoil, the performance, the way it was designed, packaged together. That is all an amazing feat of engineering. Now, what we've done on the inside is we've completely renovated the aircraft. So the aircraft that, our grandfathers flew and, you know, fathers is not the same F-16 that we're flying today. It is a modern aircraft, very capable, and it'll continue to be capable. We're continuing to put investments into the aircraft to make it a very relevant force on the battlefield for years to come. In terms of specific timeline for the F-16, let's just say it's still got a lot of life in it. So I'm not going to tie it down to a specific date, but it's going to be on the force as a major asset in the United States Air Force for a while.
Anything else?
Okay, guys and girls, thank you for joining us today. Best of luck with the flyover. We can't wait to see it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.